It's 11 o'clock and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Patricia Kluchnik with Josh Ungar and Fiona Prasad. In the weather, it's 5 degrees and sunny outside of our East York studio today. Now here are the headlines. Toronto retailers may soon be open during major holidays, including Christmas. Ontario is set to ban water-guzzling toilets, and the ash cloud woes may have discouraged people from flying in the long run. Now to our top story. Imagine being able to shop whenever you wanted, 365 days of the year. That may be possible in the near future, if the Economic Development Committee has anything to say about it. In a 5-to-1 vote Thursday, the committee voted to overturn the rule that bans stores from being open on major holidays, such as Victoria Day, New Year's Day, and of course, Christmas. There are many zones in the city designated as tourist zones, such as Toronto Eaton Centre and Vaughan Mills, who stay open during holidays to accommodate shoppers. If the vote is passed by council, smaller retailers and those outside of tourist zones will be able to stay open without the risk of being fined. The vote will go before council on May 11th and 12th. The province is set to ban toilets that waste water in favor of a more eco-friendly alternative. Toilets that use 13 liters per flush will be banned this summer, while the more efficient 6-liter flushing toilet will be its replacement, saving the average household 35,000 liters of water per year. Low-flow toilets not only save water, but save consumers money on energy bills as well. Ontario has a water consumption rate ranked one of the highest in the world. The U.S. banned water-wasting toilets over 15 years ago, and is now simply a policy with manufacturers, retailers, and consumers. The volcano that erupted in Iceland last week may have left a long-term impact on the future of flying. The response of many airlines and governments is being criticized, and many people are still nervous about flying with the eruption occurring only in the recent past. The halt on air travel due to the ash cloud was compared to September 11th in its scale, but the Toronto Star reports that experts say a natural phenomenon doesn't have the same impact as a terrorist attack or war on people's attitude towards flying. According to the Star, a report Thursday from Iceland's capital announced the first ever closing of their two international airports due to a change in wind pattern containing the ash. And here, that's the latest news. Now here's Josh with sports.
Thanks, Tricia, and hi, everyone. The Ottawa Senators extended their playoff series with the Pittsburgh Penguins with a thrilling triple overtime victory last night. Ottawa defenseman Matt Carkner scored his first goal of the playoffs late in the third overtime to give the Sens the upset victory. Clearly outmatched and playing against arguably the best team in the league on their home ice, the Senators hung in tough to force a Game 6 in Ottawa. The game lasted an amazing 107 minutes, the longest in Sens history. Backup goalie Pascal Leclaire was outstanding for the Senators, making 56 saves in his first ever playoff start. Game 6 is on Saturday night. The New Jersey Devils officially became the first team eliminated from the NHL playoffs with a 5-0 loss in Philadelphia last night. The promising Devils simply couldn't get their offense to click as they were eliminated 4-1 by the Flyers. Third-string goalie Brian Boucher recorded a shutout in the victory for the Flyers and outplayed the Devils' legendary goaltender Martin Brodeur, who allowed 3 goals on only 21 shots. The elimination was the Devils' third first-round playoff defeat in a row, leaving a sour taste among the fans, who could be heard booing their home team in the third frame. After much hype and anticipation, the NFL draft took place late last night in the Big Apple. Quarterback sensation Sam Bradford was taken first overall by the St. Louis Rams, who hoped they have found a QB for the future in the highly touted Bradford. The most intriguing storyline of the draft may have been quarterback Tim Tebow being selected 25th overall by the Denver Broncos. Tebow led his Gators to the college championship this year and was easily the most popular player in the draft. His selection drew the loudest and most dramatic reaction from the crowd. A sold-out crowd cheerfully welcomed the Toronto Blue Jays at their season's home opener. But last-minute ticket buyers weren't so cheerful for the cost they had to pay. With more on this story for Observer Radio News, here's Kirsten Perugia.
The only time the Rogers Centre is completely sold out for a Blue Jays game is when the Jays play at home for the first time in the season. On this day, the box office and scalpers are guaranteed to make a large profit. This year, it wasn't any different. On April 12th, thousands of baseball fans have witnessed a 7-8 loss against the Chicago White Sox. Those who thought ahead bought their tickets online well before the day of the game. Others were forced to buy last-minute tickets at prices inflated up to 7 times their face value. Joanna Britton was a last-minute straggler who was a victim to the large prices.
We couldn't get 14 together at the box office. Oh, we were down here at like 3:30, 4 o'clock, and we've been looking online for weeks, not able to get them. I know they hold a bunch of the tickets for opening day sales only, so we couldn't get them ahead of time, and by the time we got here at 3:30, the only tickets we were for together were like $212 a pop.
I'm not saying that, but
for a baseball game.
Britton was able to get last-minute tickets from a scalper, but not at a section she hoped for.
In the family zone, where we can drink and we not, I don't want to be heckling and doing sort of our normal loud, rowdy behavior as a bunch of 20-year-olds. We're trying to see if we can get a train around, but I don't think it's going to work. I think we're just going to have to go with it anyway. We do have seats, so I mean, really, at the end of the day, what are you going to do? We're watching the baseball game.
Britton says the home opener is the only game of the season she attends. Since the game against the White Sox, the Jays have set records for low attendance at their home games. Kirsten Perucha, Observer Radio News.
And now for a look ahead at tonight's games. The Toronto Blue Jays are back in action as they kick off a three-game set against the Tampa Bay Rays. The Jays hope the return of star second baseman Aaron Hill will be enough to get them back on track. The Montreal Canadiens hope to avoid being the second Canadian team eliminated as they face the Washington Capitals at home tonight. Finally, the Vancouver Canucks will try to get the upper hand in their tied series against the Los Angeles Kings. And that's all from the world of sports. Stay with us after the break when Fiona will have all the buzz and entertainment.
I had the sweats. I was nauseous. I thought it was some kind of flu bug or something I ate. I'm only 38. Play golf whenever I can. I cut down on smoking, and I'm not that much overweight. Anyway, the chest pain. It was like someone was standing on my chest. I could hardly catch my breath. So my neighbor says, I'm calling an ambulance. Stupid me. I'm still going, nah, 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 I'll be alright. It's just gas pains. Only now, pain starts spreading through my shoulder and neck, then my arm. So finally I say, okay, okay, call an ambulance. I got to the hospital, they stopped the heart attack. I mean, as fast as it started, with this new treatment that dissolves blood clots. Here's a real kicker. The treatment is so new, it's not available anywhere. Yes, it was my lucky day.
Welcome back and hello everyone. The Backup Plan is out in theaters this weekend. The movie stars Jennifer Lopez as Zoe, a woman who has decided that after years of dating, waiting for the right one is taking too long. She finally decides to make an appointment and have a baby alone. But on the same day, she meets Stan, played by Alex O'Logan. As their relationship continues, Lopez's character tries to hide her early signs of pregnancy. In doing so, she gives confusing signals to her love interest. After Zoe confesses her pregnancy, Stan surprisingly commits fully. But the true test of their relationship comes when both of them realize they don't really know each other outside of her pregnancy. Anyone can fall in love, get married, and have a baby, but doing it backwards all in 9 months could show that these two were made for each other. Lindsay Lohan called her father a pathological lying ex-father and accused him of crying for attention after he staged an intervention Wednesday afternoon. Lohan's father said he simply went to Lindsay's home because he wanted to check on his 16-year-old daughter, Allie. Michael Lohan, accompanied by some deputies, arrived at Lindsay's apartment. Mr. Lohan said Lindsay seemed somewhat hungover and irate and claimed that his younger daughter, Allie, should not be spending time with Lindsay. Lindsay's anger took to Twitter, referring to her father as the devil's advocate. And that's it for entertainment. Now back to Tricia for the final word.
Thanks, Fiona. That's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.